37章.
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 37.
Isaiah 37章.
Isaiah 37.
32节.
Verse 32.
Oh, 我们一起来读以赛亚书37章32节。
Isaiah 37 verse 32. Let's read together.
必有余圣的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。念的不是太好啊。
We didn't read it very well.
这不是一个非常好的开始。
It's not a good beginning.
我们可以感谢主重新开始。
But we thank the Lord for a new start.
好，我们再来读一次。
Let's read it one more time.
37章32节。
37:32.
必有余圣的民从耶路撒冷而出，必有逃脱的人从锡安而来。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。念得非常好。
Very good.
我们感谢主，主总是给我们很多的机会。
We thank the Lord for He gives us opportunities one after another.
一次念不好，我们还有在第二次的机会。
If we don't read it well the first time, we read it the second time.
我们读以赛亚书第66章。
Let's read from chapter 66.
66章第2节。
66:2.
好，66章第2节，好，我们再一起来。
Let's read together.
耶和华说，这一切都是我所手造的，所以我都有了。但我所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战兢的人。这里面我们特别注意到有一句话说，神所看顾的就是虚心痛悔因我话而战兢的人。
There it says, this is the one I esteem, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word.
神所看顾的，就是这些余剩的民。
This is what the Lord esteemed, the remnant.
我们读希伯来书第十一章。
In Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第十三节。
In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13.
希伯来书十一章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。这些人就是那些余剩的人。
These people mentioned here are the remnant.
他们存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。
It is by living, they were living by faith when they died.
因为这个应许，就承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
And it is by this promise, they see themselves as aliens and strangers.
我们来看他们所走的那个寄居的道路是怎么样的一条道路。
Let us see their journey on this earth. What kind of journey is this?
以赛亚书第三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第二十节
，Verse 20，
以赛亚书第三十章第二十节
，Isaiah chapter 30:20，
我们读二十二十一
，We'll read 20 and 21。
好，我们一同来
，Let's read together。
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏。你眼必看见你的教师，你要或向或向右，你必听见后边有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”我们再读创世纪第44章16节。
我 read Genesis chapter 44, verse 16.
那这是犹大所说的一句话。
This is from Judah.
是约瑟的，那个哥哥犹大所说的话。
Joseph's older brother Judah.
我们读，四十四章十六节， 犹大说，我们对我主说什么呢？还有什么话可说呢？我们怎能自己表白出来呢？神已经查出仆人的罪孽了，我们与那在他手中搜出杯来的都是我主的奴仆。最后我们读希伯来书第二章第一节。
Lastly, Hebrew chapter 2 verse 1,
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1。
好，所以我们 越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
So that we do not drift away.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢你早晨还给我们一点时间一同在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for still giving us time to gather before you.
我们再求你在这个时间里面圣灵亲自与我们同在。
Lord, in this time we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us.
拿去我们眼前的鳞片。
Lord, remove the scale before our eyes.
除去我们心中的油脂。
Lord, remove the fat that's in your heart.
主，叫我们听了是可以听见。
So that when we hear, we do hear.
看呢是能够晓得。
So when we see, we can see, we perceive.
我们需要主的恩典。
Lord, we need your grace.
但愿早晨没有一个人是在神的恩典中没有份的。
Lord, may every one of us here have a portion in the Lord's grace this morning.
我们这样的仰望我们的主，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we look to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 在以赛亚书刚开始，我们读37章22节里面，就讲到一个词叫做余剩的民。
In Isaiah chapter 33, it mentioned the term the remnant.
而这一个意念呢，在圣经里面是不断的出现的。
And the idea of a remnant appears constantly in the Bible.
我们每次提到神的心意，我们就不能不注意到这个余剩的民。
Every time God's will is mentioned, a remnant is mentioned also.
因为神的心意乃是在这些余剩的民的身上。
For God's will is concerned with this remnant.
因此我们早晨要 来思想这一件事。
This morning we'll consider this matter.
我们借着在弟兄会里面主对我们已经说过的话。
Through the words the Lord had already given to us during the summer conference.
我们再来一同的有一点的思想。
We'll consider this topic again.
好叫主更能够让我们看见我们当走在怎么样一条的道路上。
So that we can see the way the Lord has laid out for us.
叫我们有一天也能够被称为这余剩的民。
So that one day we can be called a remnant for the Lord.
这个余剩的这个名这个字是怎么样来的呢？
Where does that term remnant coming from?
因为当时以色列人因为失败的缘故就被巴比伦所掳掠去了。
For at that time the Israelites were already the captives to Babylon.
所有以色列人的百姓都被掳到巴比伦去了。
All the people of Israel were captives.
因此他们在巴比伦就住了一段时年日。
And for a long time they lived in Babylon.
他们在那里安居，他们在那里乐业。
They took roots there, they had career, and they built their households there.
到一个程度，他们把巴比伦当作他们自己的家。
To a degree, they considered Babylon their own homes.
但是，时候到的时候，就有人发现主的话乃是让他们回到耶路撒冷。
But at the time, there were those who discovered that the Lord's will is for them to return to the land of Canaan.
当这些话临到以色列的百姓的时候，
when those words come upon the Israelites,
他们就要做一个选择。
They had to make a choice.
他们是留在巴比伦呢？
Do they want to stay in Babylon?
还是他们顺从神的这个心意回到耶路撒冷呢？
Or do they obey God's will and return to Jerusalem?
当每一个以色列人的家庭都在神面前来做这个决定的时候，
Every household needs to make that decision before the Lord.
绝大多数的人都决定还是留在巴比伦。
Most of them decide to stay in Babylon.
有很少数很少数的一般人。
But only very few of them.
他们看见了神的话。
They seen the Lord's word.
他们的心就受到了这个震动。
And their hearts were touched by the Lord's will.
因此他们决定离开巴比伦。
And they decided to leave Babylon.
他们回到了耶路撒冷。
And to return to Jerusalem.
而这一些人就叫做余剩的人。
And those people are the remnant.
其他的人都到哪去了呢？
And where are all these other people?
其他的人都被世界掳去了。
And those were still captives of the world.
只有这些余剩的人，
But only the remnant.
他们能够仍然愿意走在神的心意当中。
They are the ones that are still willing to walk in God's will.
因此圣经上就开始有这个余剩的名这一个名词。
And from that point on, there was that term remnant to be coined about those people.
在整本圣经里面这样的一个意念常常的出现。
In the whole Bible, the idea of remnant appeared constantly.
神的心意在这个余剩的名当中首先要能够成就。
God's will will be first accomplished in the remnant.
因此在新约圣经里面我们称他们做得胜者。
And in the New Testament, they are called the overcomer.
或者说这个世界不配有的人。
Or the ones that's not worthy of this world.
因此我们早晨的时候特别有一样的负担来思想这个余剩的名。
And this morning, we want to consider this group of people.
他们为什么愿意离开巴比伦呢？
How is it that they are willing to leave Babylon?
到底什么样的人是一个余剩的民呢？
What kind of people are a remnant?
我想我们简单的来说，
Simply speaking,
余剩的民就是一般人，他们不愿意与这个世界妥协的一般人。
A remnant is a people that's not willing to compromise with the world.
如果我们与这个世界妥协了，
If we are willing to compromise with this world,
我们就不再是余剩的民。
Then no longer we are a remnant.
如果我们不愿意与这世界来妥协，
If we are unwilling to compromise with this world,
我们坚持要走在神的心意当中，
And we insist on walking God's will,
那我们就属于余剩之民的那个行列当中。
Then we belong to the file of the remnant.
那在哪些事情上世界要我们与他妥协呢？
In what kind of things this world requires to compromise with it?
在以下亚书里面呢讲到六件事。
In Isaiah, it mentions six different things.
有六件事，这个世界要我们与它妥协。
There are six things that this world requires to compromise with it.
如果在这六件事情上我们与世界妥协的话，那就是大祸。
If in these six things that we compromise with this world, then we will bring walls upon ourselves.
所以在以下的亚书第五章里面呢，有六次提到祸灾，祸灾。
In Isaiah chapter 5.For six times, it says, woe to those.
因为这个世界的王要神的儿女在这六件事情上与他妥协。
For the king of this world wants us to compromise with him.
第一件事，
Firstly,
就是只顾自己。
It is for a person who is selfish.
我想今天我们活在这个世界上啊，我们没有一个人觉得只顾自己是不对，什么不对的。
I think for those who live in this world,They consider selfish a good thing. There's just nothing wrong with it.
世界上的人都是顾自己的。
Everyone in this world, they are all selfish.
因此人顾自己呢，认为是天经地义的事。
Therefore, they consider it's reasonable to be selfish.
甚至不会有一点的罪恶的感觉。
They do not feel any guilt in their heart.
如果我们只顾自己而没有罪恶的感觉的话，
If we only want to take care of ourselves and we do not feel guilty about it,
表示我们与这个世界已经妥协了。
Then we have already compromised with this world.
这个只顾自己是从哪里来的？
Where is that selfish will coming from?
在创世纪里面，那个该隐的话里面，我们就看见在该隐的时候，这个只顾自己就进到了人类的里面。
In Genesis, in the words of Cain, we already see how selfish hearts come into man's heart.
当神来问该隐说：“你的兄弟在哪里？”
When God came and asked Cain, "Where is your brother?"
该隐说：“我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”
Cain replied, "Am I a keeper of my brother?"
我兄弟的事跟我是没有关系的。
I have nothing to do with my brother.
我不是看守我兄弟的。
I'm not his keeper.
我兄弟的事是他的事。
He is to take care of himself.
我是我的事。
I for myself.
这叫只顾自己。
That's selfish.
我们如果在地上只是顾到我们自己，
If we only want to take care of ourselves,
其他人的事跟我们无关，
When we have no concern for others,
那我们是与这个世界已经妥协了，
Then we have already compromised with this world.
这是头一个方面。
That's the first aspect.
第二个方面，这个世界要我们与它妥协。
And secondly,
叫我们追求享乐。
It is for us to pursue pleasure.
这个追求享乐这件事很难来说明。
This is something that's hard to understand.
因为这个享乐呢是相对的。
For to pursue after pleasure is relative.
比如说今天我们在休斯顿，我们开一个轿车呢，不算是享乐。
for example, if today we're in Houston and we drive a car, it's not considered a pleasure.
但是如果你在非洲的一个很穷的地方，你开了一个轿车呢，那是一个享乐。
But if you are in Africa in a poor country and you drive a car, then that's considered a pleasure.
那什么叫做追求享乐？
What is to pursue after luxury?
什么样叫做在这件事情上与世界妥协了
？To what degree are we compromising with this world?
以赛亚书告诉我们
Isaiah tells us,
如果我们为了享乐不顾念耶和华的作为
，If we only pursue a pleasure and we do not have God in our heart,
也不留心他手所做的
，And we do not take care of God's work of His hand.
我们乃是与世界妥协了。
Then we have compromised with this world.
主给我们这个世界。
The Lord has given us this world.
他创造许多的事情都是为了人所享受的。
He has created many, many things for our pleasure.
所以人在其中享受本身是没有错的。
So there's nothing wrong to take pleasure.
但是如果我们为着这个地上的享受而不顾念耶和华的作为，也不留心他手所做的。
But if for the pleasure of this world we had forgotten about God and His word,
我们就与世界妥协了。
Then we have compromised with this world.
第三个方面
，a third aspect,
这世界要来我们妥协的。
How this world wants us to compromise with it?
就是虚假。
Is to be deceitful.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在这个世界上。
Brothers and sisters, we live in this world.
这个虚假是件平常的事。
It is so common to be deceitful.
如果我有的时候我们不愿意虚假。
If at times that we do not want to be deceived,
好像还很不容易跟人相处。
Then it seems to be hard to get along with others.
因此我们在里面需要有一个敏锐的感觉。
Therefore, we need to have a sensitive spirit.
我们余剩的民的心里面是不容许有虚假的。
As a remnant, we cannot have deceitfulness in our heart.
在神的家中。
In God's family,
我们是不怕有软弱的。
We are not afraid of weakness.
我们也不怕有失败的。
We are not afraid of failure.
但是我们就怕有虚假。
But we are afraid of deceitfulness.
我们愿意带着我们自己的软弱和失败来到神的面前。
We are willing to bring our failure and our weakness before the Lord.
但是我们绝对不能带着我们的虚假来到神的面前。
But we cannot bring our deceitfulness before the Lord.
如果我们里面有虚假
，If we are deceitful.
我们没有感觉
and we are not sensitive to it.
我们乃是与这个世界已经妥协了
Then we have compromised with the world.
第四方面是颠倒是非
And the fourth aspect is to call evil good.
这是虚假的一个自然的结果
It's the result of being deceitful.
如果我们在这个世界上常常有一个虚假的生活
If often we live a life of deceitfulness
到最后我们就不知道什么是真实的
Then we will lose sight of truth.
我们也不知道什么是虚谎的。
And we'll not know what is a lie.
我们就以苦为甜，我们以甜为苦。
Then we'll consider bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter.
明明是一个很苦的事情。
Truly, it's a bitter matter.
但是我们做起来觉得很甘甜。
But when we do it, we consider it sweet.
因为我们把是非已经颠倒了。
For we have turned good to evil and evil to good.
我们与世界已经妥协了。
We have compromised with this world.
第五方面是自以为是。
And the fifth aspect is to be wise in our own eyes.
我们如果自己认为自己是对的
If we are always consider ourselves right,
神的话在我们心里面就没有地位了
Then God's words will not have a place in our heart.
如果我们要做一个余剩的民
If we want to be a remnant,
我们需要常常被神来调整
We need to be corrected by the Lord.
我们的心里面不会自以为是
We will not consider ourselves wise in our own eyes.
最后一项就是接受贿赂
And lastly is to receive bribe.
这个世界要来贿赂我们
This world will bribe us
用地位来贿赂我们
It will bribe us with position
用财富来贿赂我们
With wealth it will bribe us
他要我们不行神的公义
It wants us to forsake God's righteousness
我们如果在地上有这样的一种行为
But if that's what we do in this world
我们不行公义
That we do not do according to God's righteousness.
而心中也没有任何的感觉。
And we are not sensitive to it.
我们就与这个世界妥协了。
Then we have compromised with this world.
在这六个方面，这个世界要我们与它妥协。
In these six aspects, this world wants us to compromise with it.
如果我们与它妥协
，If we have compromised with the world,
我们就不是一个余剩的民。
Then no longer we are God's remnant.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神的心意里面，他留下了一些人。称为余剩的民
It is in God's will that he had preserved for himself
这些人是不与世界妥协的
These are the people who didn't compromise with the world
为什么他们能够不与世界妥协
How could they have withheld from compromising with the world
不是因为他们很坚强
Not because they are strong
那是因为他们在神的面前 对于神所说的话他们战惊。
But because they tremble at the Lord's word.
今天神说话我们战惊了。
Today are we trembling before the Lord?
还是神说话我们一点感觉都没有。
Or when he speaks to us that we do not hear.
这一般人神说话以后他们心里面是战惊的。
To the remnant, when the Lord speaks, they tremble.
他们对神的话是有反应的。
They have a reaction to the Lord's word.
过去两个礼拜里面有几天下雨下的很多，你们大概都记得。
In this last 2 weeks, there were a couple days that rained really hard.
然后呢，我就发现呢，我们家的那个前院后院的草呢，长得特别好。
And I found out the lawns in my backyard, in my front yard, they all grow really well.
哎呀，我们平常一个礼拜浇水呢，浇个两三次。
Usually we water our lawns 2 or 3 times a week.
看那个草也长得不怎么样。
And the lawns didn't look too good.
结果那两天呢，那个雨水啊，降了很多。
But because the rain that came upon it,
发现那个草真的不一样了。
And the lawns look totally different.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些人的心啊，是不是像那样的一块田
？Brother sisters, what is the condition of our hearts?
那个神的话像雨降临在我们当中的时候
，When the word of the Lord come upon us like a rain,
我们的心里面能不能够有一个反应？
Can we have a response within our heart?
就好像那个草一样，那个草就长起来了。
Like the grass, do we grow before Him?
我们在主的面前，是不是能够因神的话而战惊的一般人
？Before the Lord, are we a people that tremble at His word?
因此，我们特别求主来恩待我们。
We pray for the Lord's grace.
在夏令会的里面，主向我们说了许许多多的话。
Many words he had given to us during the summer time.
这些话我们都还记得。
And we still remember them.
我们对这些话的反应是什么？
What is our response to this word?
这些话能不能够改变我们的生活？
Can these words change our life?
我们的行动，我们的思想，能不能够因为这些话有所改变？
Can these words change our behavior, our thoughts?
因此，让我们一同再来回到神的话的面前。
So let's return before the Lord once more.
再向他求恩典。
Ask him for his mercy and his grace.
我们来思想这个余剩的民。
We'll consider the remnant.
从这些话语的里面。
From his word.
从这两次信息，这两次的两篇信息里面。
From the messages given during the summer conference.
我们看到有几个大点。
We saw several points.
头一个点就是这个余剩的民呢，他们是有标杆的。
Firstly, for the remnant, they have a purpose.
他们活在这个地上是有一个目的的。
Their life on this world, in this world has a purpose.
以赛亚在他的看见里面呢，他看见了这个目的。
In Isaiah's vision, he saw this purpose.
约瑟呢，是在他的梦的里面，他看见了这个目的。
And for Jacob, he also saw it in his dream.
而以赛亚所看见的和约瑟所做梦所梦到的，就成为他们一生的方向。
And what Jacob saw in his dream and what Isaiah saw in his vision, they determined the course of their lives.
而这个呢，就是他们生活的一个目标，也赋予他们生命的意义。
And that becomes the significance of their lives and the goal of their lives.
一个人做客旅和流浪有什么不一样呢？
What's the difference between a sojourner and a wanderer?
一个做客旅的人，他是有一个目的地的。
A sojourner has a purpose, has a goal.
那个流浪的人是没有目的地的。
However, a wanderer does not have a goal.
我们在地上今天做客旅，我们不要做流浪的人。
Today we want to be a sojourner in this earth, but not a wanderer.
我们知道需要知道我们的标杆在哪里。
We need to know where is our goal.
我们需要知道我们的目的在什么地方。
Where is our destination?
每一个余剩的人
，For every remnant,
都是一个做梦的人。
They have to be a dreamer.
他们都有一个梦想。
They all have a dream.
他们都有一个目的地。
They all have a destination.
我想对于做梦啊，我们每一个人都不陌生啊。
I think we're all familiar what it's like to dream.
我们都做过梦的。
We all had dreams.
我们的心里面有很多很多的梦想。
There are many dreams in your heart.
如果我们不是有这个梦想的话，
If we do not have those dreams,
很少人会离开自己出生的一个地方，到一个陌生的国家。
Then none of us will leave, where we were born and come to a foreign country.
今天我们来到这个陌生的国家。
Today we have come to this foreign country.
我们离开我们出生的地方的时候，
we have left our home country.
我们岂不是带着一个梦想吗？
Did we not come with a dream?
如果不是那个梦想，我们会离开吗？
If not for that dream, would we have left?
那个梦想就决定了我们生活的一些行动。
And that dream determines some of the behavior.
那个梦想就规范我们的生活。
And that dream integrates itself into our life.
因为我们有这个梦想。
For we have a dream.
我们有这样的行动。
We have such an action.
就像我们十字强弟兄呢，有一个梦想。
Just like our brother, he had a dream.
就到了天津去寄居去了。
That he went to Beijing.
所以今天呢，我们很高兴他又回来了。
And today we welcome him.
我们感谢主把他带回来，有一段时间跟我们相聚。
We thank the Lord for he had brought him back to be with us.
我们为什么会离开休斯顿到天津去呢
？Why would we have left Houston to go to China？
那是有一个梦想。
Because we had a dream.
如果没有一个梦想的话，为什么要去呢
？For if we did not have a dream, why would we go？
今天我们人呢、啊？的问题不是没有梦想。
Today our problem is not that we don't have a dream.
我们的问题是我们的梦想太多。
Our problem is that we have too many dreams.
我们心里满了想法。
We have so many thoughts in our heart.
各式各样的想法。
All sorts of it.
有些大，有些小。
Some great, some small.
我告诉你，我有一个小梦想。
I'll tell you one of my small dreams.
我常常开车经过59上班。
I often drive 59 to go to work.
我这样开车开了二十多年了。
It has been more than 20 years since I've been driving on 59.
每天早晨我上59公路。
Every morning I get on 59.
常常被这个拥挤的这个交通挡住。
And often I get stuck in the traffic.
你知道我在碰到那样的环境的里面呢，我就发现呢，那有一条路呢，走得很快的。
And often I will see a lane that goes a lot faster.
那些人他们根本不用等，他就一直往前走了。
And for those, they just keep going.
这叫做 HOV 那条 lane 啊。
And those are the people that ride in HOV lane.
所以我每次看到那个情形的时候，我就想哪一天我能够走在那条道路上多好呢？
And every day I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if I can ride in HOV?
所以这是我的一个梦想。
That was my dream.
后来呢今年夏天的时候呢，我发现我的这个梦想可能会实现。
And this past summer, my dream was about to be realized.
因为我儿子在找了一个 summer, 暑期的工作，跟我上班地方很近。
For my son, I found a summer job, and that's close to my workplace.
所以呢，我觉得我这个梦想呢，有点靠近了。
And I thought my dream is about to be realized.
但是呢，那儿子不见得愿意跟你走的。
But my son didn't want to ride with me.
那年轻人喜欢怎么样自己开车。
The young man likes to drive for himself.
年轻人喜欢有自己的这个时间。
He wants to have his own time.
不能跟我配合的。
He doesn't want to cooperate.
所以这个梦呢，很靠近呢，不能成就。
The dream was close to be realized, but wasn't realized.
后来呢，感谢主呢，他开了一两天呢，开了大概几次以后呢。
But after a few times that he drove himself to work.
当他去加油以后呢。
After he went to gas station. After he went to gas station for a few times,
发现不对劲了。
He found out that there's something wrong with it.
这个油加满了还要40块钱呢。
He found out it took $40 to fill the gas tank.
这个保险费爸爸出，这个汽车坏的修是爸爸出，但是油钱是他自己出的。
For we had compromised that I'll pay for his insurance and his car, but he's going to pay for his own gas money.
他主动要求要跟我一起开车。
Now he come and ask me to ride with me.
结果呢，我们就上礼拜呢，我们一起开车上班。
So last week we drove together.
平常我都是要能够早一点呢上班，可以避免那个拥挤的那段时间。
It used to be that I would go to work early than I was required to, so that I can avoid the traffic.
上礼拜不需要。
But last week I didn't have.
在最挤的时候，我们出门。
In the most congested time that we left the house.
然后我们就走那个 HOV lane, 一直走一直走，走到 downtown.
Then we took the HOV and went all the way downtown.
然后超过很多很多的车子，心里面有无限的喜乐。
As we passed countless cars, there was so much joy in my heart.
30分钟就到了。
It only took 30 minutes.
所以呢，我发现呢，这个做梦呢，有时候也会成就的。
And I thought to myself, sometimes dream does come true.
我们这个人呢、啊，就一天到晚做这些梦。
And all day long, we have all these different kind of dreams.
每一个剩余的人呢、啊，都是一个做梦的人呢、啊。
Every remnant has a dream.
但是不是每一个做梦的人都是余剩的人哦、啊。
But not every dreamer is a remnant.
我们梦是很多很多的。
We have many different dreams.
不是每一个梦都是讨神喜悦的。
Not every dream is pleasing to the Lord.
在路德记里面有一个人就做梦了。
In the Gospel of Luke, there was a dreamer.
路德
Ruth. Luke, in Ruth.
路德记有一个人叫以利米勒，他有一天他做起梦来了。
以利米勒。
第一章第一节。
Okay. Oh, sorry.
以利米勒。
Elimelech, he had a dream.
这个人其实啊，他在伯利恒生活生得很好的。
He had a great life in Bethlehem.
他有两个儿子，大概也都不错的。
He had two sons.
那他还有一个很好的太太。
And he had a great wife.
但有一天他做起一个梦来了。
But one day he had a dream.
他发现呢，他可能去摩押那边比较好一点。
He thought to himself, it's better for him to go to the land of Moab.
所以他就搬家，就到摩押去了。
Then he went to Moab.
那很可惜啊，这个梦啊不是属于神的梦啊。
However, his dream did not go according to God.
那这个梦不是神给他的。
It was not a dream coming from the Lord.
这个梦是以利米勒自己想出来的。
It's a dream confabulated.
结果呢，这个梦呢支配他的一生啊。
And that dream determined the rest of his life.
他为了这个梦跑到摩押去了。
Because of that dream, he went to the land of Moab.
最后呢，他自己死在摩押。
And he died in the land of Moab.
他的两个儿子也死在摩押。
And his two sons, they died in Moab.
只有他的妻子带着一个媳妇回到伯利恒。
Only his wife and with Ruth, they returned back to Bethlehem.
他的妻子回到伯利恒的时候，他说：“我当初满满的出去，到今天空空的回来呀。”
And his wife said, "That day I left with fullness, and today I return with emptiness."
我们这个人就只有一生啊。
We only have one life.
我们就走这么一次的。
We have one journey.
你要追求哪一个梦呢？
Which one is the dream that you want to pursue after?
如果我们这追求的那个梦是自己想出来的。
If the dream that we pursue after is the one that's made by ourselves.
有一天我们就发现了原来是虚空的。
And one day we'll return back empty.
我们满满的出去，我们要空空的回来的。
We went away full.But return empty.
以约瑟做的梦不是自己想出来的。
Joseph's dream, however, was not confabulated by himself.
是神启示给他的。
It was revealed by God.
同样的，一个愚圣的一个人，他所做的梦不是自己想出来的。
For a remnant, his or her dream has to be coming from the Lord.
乃是从神那里得到一个梦想。
It has to be coming from the Lord.
这个梦是出于神的。
This dream coming from the Lord.
因为他们为了这个缘故，他们的一生来追求这个神给他们的梦。
And for that dream, they pursue after it for the rest of their lives.
因此，当我们听到了这些话语以后
，And after we have heard all this word,
我们当有什么反应呢
？What is our reaction?
我想我们当有的反应就是把我们的梦拿出来来思考一下。
So I think it's worthwhile to consider our dreams.
这个梦是出于我自己的呢，还是这个梦是出于神的
？Is this dream coming from myself, or is it coming from the Lord?
我们需要思考一下。
We need to consider that.
因为如果我们不思考的话
，if we don't do so,
我们就把这一生浪费在这个梦上面了。
Then we may waste our lives on a particular dream.
我们有多少的年日可以浪费呢
？How many days do we have that we
有多少个梦你可以去追求呢
？How many dreams can we pursue after?
我们是不是应当来思想
？Shall we not consider？
当我们里面有一个梦想的时候
，When we have a dream，
来催促我们的时候
，When the dream is pushing us，
我们要在主的面前祷告
，We need to pray before the Lord。
这个梦是出于我的呢
？Is this dream coming from myself？
这个梦还是出于你的呢
？Or is this dream coming from you？
不要追求自己的梦
，Do not pursue the dreams coming from yourself。
因为你要满满的出去
，For you shall leave in fullness。
你要空空的回来
，But return empty。
剩余的人是一个做梦的人
a remnant is a people that dream
但是他仍然是做神给他们的梦
but they dream the dream coming from the Lord
从这些信息的里面
from all these messages
我们又发现一件事
we also find
这个剩余的民他们是有一个既定的一个道路的
for the remnant there is a set path
他们不是随便乱走的
they do not wander around
他们在地上是有一定的一个道路的
but they have a journey they have a path
这个路许许多多的人走过
This path has been trod upon by many others
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟他们都走过
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob
历世历代许多的众圣徒都走过这条道路
Many of the saints have trod upon this journey
但是呢这条道路呢是很特别的
But this path is a special one
有的人去走呢要走很久
For some it took a long time
有的人走呢走得比较快
And for some, they walk faster on this path.
雅各走到一百年了。
For Jacob, it took 100 years.
他才知道这回路是怎么回事。
To find out what this path is really about.
约瑟只走了30年。
It only took Joseph 30 years.
他已经知道这个路是怎么回事。
He already knew what this path is about.
为什么有的人走一百年，同样的路，有的人只走30年？
for the same path, how come it took one 100 years, but for some 30 years?
那是跟这个人的关系。
The matter rests within this person.
今天，我想我们不能学雅各。
Today we cannot copy Jacob's life.
因为我们没有100年。
For we do not have 100 years.
如果今天我们能够有100年的话，我们学雅各也很好。
For if we have 100 years of our lives, then we can still copy.
但是今天我们都没有100年。
But we do not live past 100 years.
所以我们需要来学约瑟。
So we need to learn from Joseph's life.
我们在这条道路上呢，我们只能学约瑟，不能学雅各。
On this path, we can only learn from Joseph and not from Jacob.
这个雅各和约瑟都是走这条道路的人。
Both of those have trod upon this path.
但是雅各和约瑟对这个道路的反应是不一样的。
But for Joseph and Jacob, they had different reactions to this path.
这个道路是什么
？What is this path？
在以赛亚书里面告诉我们这个道路是什么
？In Isaiah, it tells us what this path is about.
这个道路只有四个字啊
！Only four words.
这四个字，中文是四个字。
I know. In Chinese, it's composed of four words.
艰难困苦。
And it's hard and it's full of trial.
艰难困苦。
It is hard and it's full of trials.
所以今天我们。要走这条道路的话，首先一个问题是我们对艰难困苦的态度是什么
？So the first thing we need to ask us when we walk on this path is, what is our attitude toward trials?
雅各碰到艰难困苦，他是逃避的。
For Jacob, he ran away from the trial.
所以他哥哥成为一个难处，他就逃到巴旦亚兰去了。
So when his brother becomes a trial to him, he ran away.
亚伯拉罕也是一样，当遇到难处以后，他就跑到埃及去了。
For Abraham, it's the same thing. When he encountered difficulty, he ran away to Egypt.
以撒遇到难处的时候，也跑到基拉尔去了。
For Isaac, it is the same. He also ran away from his difficulty.
但约瑟不一样。
But for Joseph, it's different.
约瑟对这个艰难困苦，他有不一样的一个态度。
Joseph has a different attitude toward trial.
约瑟的态度是什么
？What is his attitude?
约瑟说：“这个艰难是饼。
”He says.To me, that's a bread of affliction.
有谁逃开那个饼
？Who runs away from the bread?
约瑟看困苦是谁
？To him, bitterness is water.
有谁能拒绝那个谁
？Who can refuse water?
因此，约瑟走的道路是与雅各完全不一样的。
Therefore, Joseph's path is different from the one taken by Jacob.
每一次的一个艰难
，Every time the trial comes,
在约瑟的眼睛里面，这就是一个饼，这就是一个谁
？In Joseph's eyes.It is bread, it is water.
当他这样接受以后，每一次的艰难都成为神祝福他的一个起头。
Whenever he can receive the trial in that kind of mentality, then every trial becomes a blessing.
这是约瑟和其他人不一样的地方。
This is a difference between Joseph and many others.
这也是那个圣余民在今天在地上应当走的道路。
And this is also a path that we as a remnant should take.
那为什么约瑟可以这样？
How can Joseph have such an attitude?
为什么雅各不能
？Why couldn't Jacob have such an attitude?
啊，我想可能有一个原因啊。
I think there's a reason.
因为呢，那个雅各呢，他一生啊，主向他显现几次？五次，对吗
？So we know that in Jacob's life, five times, the Lord appeared to him five times.
在一百年走这个道路当中呢，他只遇见主五次。
In his 100 years of life, he met the Lord five times.
亚伯拉罕七次，那以撒有六次。
For Abraham, seven times. Isaac, six times.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
这个约瑟是常常与神同在的。
But Joseph constantly had the Lord's presence.
那个教师呢，对于约瑟来讲不是隐藏的。
To Joseph, the teacher was not hidden.
当他把这个艰难当饼，这个困苦当水的时候，突然之间，那个教师就不隐藏了。
When he considered the trial as the bread and the water of his life, then the teacher was no longer hidden to him.
因此，约瑟能够在这个道路上呢，他是走得非常的快。
So that on this path, he could have a fast pace.
因为教师对他不再隐藏了。
For the teacher was not hidden from him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
这就是我们今天当走的一条道路。
This is a path that we should take today.
每一天的生活里面都有许许多多学习的机会。
In our daily lives, there are many opportunities we can learn from.
因为我们生活里面常常充满了艰难和困苦。
For it is in our life that is full of trials and difficulties.
每一次艰难来到我们面前的时候，我们用什么态度去对它？
Every time we encounter a trial and difficulty, what is our attitude?
最近我碰到一个艰难。
Recently, I encountered a difficulty.
那就是上礼拜的事情。
Just last week.
我在工作的地方呢，我有一个计划呢，我从三月一直做到现在。
In my workplace, there was a project I've been working on since March.
这个计划呢，影响到别人。
This project has effect on others.
我们都知道这个 project 如果影响到别人，就是比较麻烦。
We all know that when the project becomes a concern to others, then it becomes more troublesome.
我这个做的 project 影响到四个外面的人。
And the project I was working on affects four other people. That's outside the company.
他们没有。Inside the company.
Inside.
但是他们都不在美国的。
But all those four people, they were not in the United States.
不但是有这四个人，另外呢还牵涉到另外两个外面的公司。
And not only it's a concern within our company, but it also it's a concern to two other companies.
但每一个公司都有几个人。
And in those companies, they all have people working on the same project.
所以我从三月一直到最近呢。好不容易哈，让这两个公司同意了。
So from March on, it took a long time for those two companies to agree on the project.
他们总算同意应该怎么做，什么时候做，要多少钱做，都同意了。
Finally, they agree on the financial and the purpose of the project and all the little details.
照我的想法，这件事情就快要成了，我就最后呢，把他们的那个结论呢，送给这四个人，让他们过目过目哈。
So I summarized the project and I sent it out to the four people in the company.
我想呢，这就是橡皮图章了哈。
And I thought, you know, I just need their rubber stamps and finally the project can come.
因为他们从头到现在，他们都是知道这个事情的。
Because from the beginning to the end, they were involved in the same project.
但是结果这个反应回来了，两个人反对，两个人赞成。
But when their reply came back, two of them are for the project and two of them are against the project.
他提出很多问题。
And they raise many questions.
我第一个反应呢，就觉得很生气。
And my first reaction, I was angry.
我就想呢，就这个事情呢，就算了。
And I thought, forget about them.
我也不是没有别的事情做。
So I have other projects I can work on.
我还很多事情还很忙的呢。
And I'm a busy person.
没有时间跟你们搞这些事情。
And I don't have time to. to deal with the politics.
所以我头一个意念啊，我就是放弃，我就想把这个计划就放弃掉。
So my first thought was to give up on the project.
这是我头一个意念。
That was the first thought I had.
但是呢，过了一下，我心里面又有另外一个意念。
Then later on, the second thought entered into my heart.
就说不要放弃，不要放弃。
He said, "Don't give up. Don't give up."
这样是很奇怪，你知道这个生气的意念还在这里呢，生气的意念还在这里，还充满了怒气的。
You know, even at the time, I was still full of anger.
在这里面说不要放弃，不要放弃。
But a small voice says, "Do not give up."
但是呢，因为气还很大，对不对
？But I was still in anger.
所以我是什么事都没有做。
So I didn't do anything.
过了一整天，二十四小时过了一整天。
After a full day,
这个气消了。
My anger had passed away.
这个不要放弃的声音还在，不要放弃，不要放弃。
But that voice that says "Do not give up" is still there.
那我现在就开始注意了。既然这个气已经消了嘛，看怎么样不放弃了。
And since I'm no longer angry, so I consider, well, what can I do now?
另外一个声音呢，别人也有道理啊，别人也有道理啊。
And another voice came and said, well, maybe others have a point too.
所以我就把那些那个邮件呢，都拿来，全部拿来，全部一起看。
So I read over the emails from others.
我仔细在那里
suggestions.
在那里想有什么道理啊
？And I considered what's the reason behind their criticism.
好，我看呢，也看出来，的确呢，有一些也有道理的。
And some of them were indeed reasonable.
也不是全部有道理的。
Not all of them.
有一些也是没有道理的。
Some of them are not reasonable.
好了，我就想了，那我就把大家说意见呢，全部都。总结起来呢，重新把它做了一个结论呢，后面呢，我也说我应该这样这样这样做。
So I summarized all the criticisms and redid part of the project.
那我礼拜四晚上呢，我就下班以前就把它又送出去了。
And Thursday night, I sent out the project again, the revised one.
我不知道会怎么样，其实我一点都不知道会怎么样。
I had no idea what would happen.
那礼拜五一上班的时候啊，一致同意啊。
And by Friday morning, everybody agreed on the project.
全部同意都很高兴。
Everyone was happy.
我觉得这主实在是很信实的。
And I thought, how faithful is our Lord?
我就发现呢，我们要跟随主的时候啊。
I found out that if we want to follow the Lord,
我们不要听了第一个声音。
We don't want to hear that first voice.
第一个声音是都是我自己的声音。
Usually that first voice comes from ourselves.
当一个难处碰到你的时候，
when we encounter a difficulty,
那个第一个声音出现在你的脑海里面的，要小心啊。
You need to be careful with that first voice that enters into your heart.
那个声音常常是我们自己的声音。
That voice often comes from our reaction.
那个是路德记里面那个致敬的亲属啊。
That voice is equivalent to, as in the book of Ruth, the voice of the relatives. The kinsman.
The kinsman. 那个最近的亲属是不能救我们的。
That kinsman cannot save us.
只有波阿斯可以救我们。
But only Boaz.
那波阿斯是第二近的亲属。
Boaz, he was the second relative.
所以那个头一个声音不要听的。
Do not listen to that first voice.
然后呢，那第二个声音要注意啊。
And pay attention to that second voice.
那第二个声音要特别注意啊。
Pay special attention to that second
voice. 如果我们能够在主面前有一点学习的时候，
so when we learn our lessons before,
不管什么事情发生在我们身上，
no matter what happened in our life,
不管是艰难还是困苦也好，
whether it's trials, whether it's difficulty,
第一个声音摆一摆，
to put aside that first voice,
不管那是怎么样，暂时摆一摆，
no matter what it says, put that aside for a while.
然后呢，看主会不会给你一个第二个声音。
And wait for the Lord and His voice.
很可能那第二个就是主的声音。
And often that second voice comes from the Lord.
主是这样的，当我们的教师。
This is how He is our teacher.
在每一天的生活里面，那个艰难是可以当饼的。
That in our daily life, every trial can become our daily bread.
那困苦是可以当水的。
That every difficulty can become our water.
如果你能够听到教师的声音，
if you can hear the teacher's voice,
那如果你愿意暂时等候一下，
if you are willing to wait for the teacher,
让神的声音在我们里面清楚起来，
then his voice will become clear in our heart.
我们就是这样来走上这个道路的。
This is how we walk on this path.
弟兄姊妹，没有什么大道理在这里。
Brother sister, there's no great teachings.
也不是什么人可以做，什么人做不到。
It doesn't qualify a person or disqualify the other.
是你愿不愿意用这样的态度来面对你的艰难。
But the key is what is your attitude toward your trial.
我们怎么样能够有这样的一个态度在主的面前？
How can we have such an attitude before the Lord?
我们怎么样能够成为一个余剩的民？
How can we become a remnant?
有没有条件呢？
Is there any qualification?
有条件啊。
There is one.
要成为余剩的民。
To be a remnant.
要走在这个道路的上面。
To be able to walk on this path.
有一个条件呢。
There's only one qualification.
这个条件不是很高的。
It's not a high qualification.
但是确实有一个条件的。
But there is one.
这个条件是每一个人都能够得上的。
It's a qualification that each one of us can fulfill.
就连雅各都能够得上。
Even Jacob could.
因此我们每一个人都能够得上。
And therefore each one of us can fulfill that qualification.
也许我们在主的面前对自己很失望。
Even if we are disappointed by ourselves before the Lord.
但是我们不要失望。
But we do not lose hope.
或许在别的事情上我们够不上。
Maybe in other things we are not qualified.
但在这一件事情上，是我们每一个人都能够得上去的。
But in this one matter, we are all qualified.
那是什么条件呢？
What is this qualification?
就只有一个条件。
Only one.
而这个条件就是我们的心要来转向神。
And that is our heart needs to turn to the Lord.
就只有这么一个条件。
The only qualification.
没有其他的条件。
No others.
如果我们的心肯转向神。
If our heart is willing to turn to the Lord,
我们就能够有这个教师在我们身上。
Then we can have this teacher in our life.
如果我们的心不愿意转向神的话，
However, if our heart is not willing to turn to the Lord,
我们就是听了也听不见。
That even if we listen, we do not understand.
我们就是看了也不明白。
Even if we see, we do not perceive.
所以这个心的问题是何等的重要。
The matter of the heart is great.
我们的心必须要转向神。
Our heart needs to turn to the Lord.
我们心转向神以后，我们所听见的事，我们就能够听见了。
When our heart turns to the Lord, when we hear, we understand.
我们所看见的事，我们就明白了。
And when we see, we perceive.
我们的耳朵就不沉，我们的眼睛就不昏。
No longer our eyes will be closed, or our ears will be dull.
虽然我们这个人呢，是在许多方面是非常的软弱的。
Even though we are weak in many aspects of our lives.
但是就是因为那个软弱的关系，让我们的心容易转向神。
But it is because our weakness, it actually enables our heart to turn to the Lord.
一个人之所以会转向神，就是认识自己的软弱。
When we turn to the Lord, it is because we understand our weakness.
一个人不转向神，就是还没有认识自己是这样的软弱。
The only reason we haven't turned to the Lord is because we don't know our weakness.
因此，主在我们身上要带领我们到一个程度。
Therefore, the Lord will lead our lives to a degree.
让我们看见我们自己是何等样的一个人。
Where we can truly see who we are.
叫神在我们身上能够让我们这个人的心能够苏醒。
So that our heart can be revived.
因此，能够把我们带到一个悔改的一个地步。
It can bring us to a state of repentance.
一个心向转向神的人，就是一个悔改的人。
When the heart turns to the Lord, that person becomes a repentant person.
什么是悔改啊？
What is repentance?
我们这一次读到创世纪的时候，给我们看见一个悔改的一个图画。
In Genesis, it painted us a picture of repentance.
我们特别在约瑟的兄弟犹大的身上看见什么叫做真实的悔改。
In Judah's words, we see what does it mean to repent.
当神带领犹大到一个地步的时候，犹大就说了一句话。
This is what Judah said.
犹大就说了。
This is what Judah said.
他说我还有什么话可说呢
He said what can we say to my Lord
弟兄姊妹这就是悔改
Brother and sister this is repentance
今天一个人如果还有话可说的时候就代表他没有悔改
Brother and sister if today we still have our words left unsaid then we haven't
今天我们实在有很多的话可以说
Today we have many excuses to
我们觉得我们的妻子不好
We said our wife is not good
我们觉得我们的丈夫也不太好
My husband is no good
我们觉得这个弟兄姊妹也不是太完全
My brother and sisters they are not perfect
教会的也不是太好
This church is no good
特别讲道讲得很差
The sermon is horrible
主日学老师也不太会教
The Sunday school teachers they are not perfect
这个社会也不是很好
The society is not good.
我们在主的面前有许许多的话。
We have many, many things to say.
我们有许多的怨言，有许多的借口，有许许多的批评。
We have many excuses, many complaints.
因为我们没有悔改。
For we have not repented.
所以我们有许多的话。
So we have many things to say.
我想犹大从前有许多的话。
I think Judah had a lot to say before.
但有一天，主把他带到一个地步。
But one day he was led to such a degree.
犹大就说：“我还有什么话说呢？”
He said, "What can we say?"
弟兄姊妹，我们今天还有很多话要说吗
？Brothers and sisters, do we still have many words left?
我们能够在神的面前，我们还有很多很多话要说吗
？Before the Lord, do we still have many excuses?
犹大发现的。
That's what Judah found out.
发现他有很多很多的错。
He found out that he had many faults.
但是犹大最大的发现是什么
？But what was his greatest discovery?
犹大最大的发现就是他的罪原来是得罪了他的父亲啊。
He found out.The greatest discovery in Judah's life was that his greatest sin was he had offended his own father.
突然之间，犹大进入了雅各的感觉。
All of a sudden, Judah was able to enter into Jacob's feeling.
虽然他做的很多事都是错的。
Even though he had done many things wrong.
但是那些错的事，主都能赦免的。
But all those can be forgiven.
他所做的最大的一个罪。
Yeah, the greatest sin in his life.
就是他辜负了他的父亲的爱。
It is that he had offended his father's love.
弟兄姊妹，这也是我们的罪。
Brother and sister, that is also our sin.
我们常常有对人很多批评的话语。
We have many criticism of others.
虽然这些批评的话语是伤了人了。
Even though we had hurt other people.
但是那个事还是主可以赦免的一件事。
But those can be forgiven by our Lord.
但是我们对人的批评就辜负了神对我们的爱。
But every time we had criticism toward others,We have forsake our father's
love. 我们不知道父的感觉。
We have not entered into our father's feeling.
当犹大把约瑟卖掉的时候，他不知道雅各的心里面是怎么样的一个痛苦的。
when Judah had sold Joseph, he did not enter into the feeling of his father.
因此今天我们在批评一个弟兄的时候，我们不知道那个神，天上的神，心里面的感觉是什么。
So when we criticize a brother, we haven't entered into our heavenly father's feeling.
如果我们知道那个天上的父神他的心里面的感觉的话，我们就不会批评我们的弟兄了。
If today we can understand how our heavenly father feels, then we wouldn't be criticized our
brother. 当一个人知道了父亲的感觉，这个人才能成为是一个儿子。
Only when one can understand the father's heart, when, that one person can become a true son.
那一天犹大成为一个儿子。
That day, Judah became a son.
因为他的心转向他的父亲。
For he turned his heart toward his father.
前一段时间有这个父亲节。
The other day was Father's Day.
那儿子呢？他说要请我吃饭。
And my son wanted to treat me and take me out for dinner.
因为呢，因为他暑假的打工呢赚了一点钱。
For he had received his paycheck from his summer job.
第一次拿到薪水。
First time he received a salary.
他说呀，请我去吃饭。
So he wants to take me out for dinner.
他说全家都可以去的。
He invited the rest of the family.
然后他就问，爸爸你要吃什么？
He asked, Dad, what do you want to eat?
我一下回答不出来啊。
I couldn't answer.
因为十八年来都是我问他你要吃什么。
Because for 18 years it was I who asked him, what do you want to eat?
我问了十八年，每次都是我问他你要吃什么。
For 18 years, I asked him, what do you want to eat?
突然间他问我，我要吃什么？
All of a sudden, the table was turning. He asked me, what
do I want to eat? 我一下答不出来。
I couldn't answer for
him. 我从来没有想我要吃什么。
Because it was never entered into my consideration.
他很积极，一直问，你要吃什么？
But he asked me, what do you want to eat?
你要吃这个，你要吃那个。
Do you want this? Do you want that?
然后后来呢，我就想出来我要吃什么。
Then finally, I made my decision.
他就带到我去一个餐馆呢，就是有我要吃的东西。
Then he took me to a restaurant.
我们通常我们全家六个人出去吃饭的时候呢，我们都是叫五样东西。
Usually, when six of us went to dinner, we order five dishes.
因为我们不要浪费食物啊。
Because we don't want to waste food.
我们六个人呢，就叫五样东西，这样都是会够的。
So for six people, five dishes usually enough.
那通常呢，谁不叫呢？
Usually, who is the one who doesn't order a dish?
妈妈不叫。
Usually, mom is the one who doesn't pick a dish.
所以每次呢，每一个人叫一样东西呢，妈妈都是不叫的。
So everyone will order a dish, but the mom was to give.
就那天我儿子去了，就我们每一个人叫一个东西呢，他没有叫。
But that day when we went to a restaurant, everybody else ordered a dish, but he didn't.
每一个人叫呢，儿子自己没有叫。
Everybody ordered it, but the son, my son, he didn't order a dish.
他就跟我们大家一起来分。
And he shared with the rest of us.
然后他就一直说，哎，你这好吃不好吃啊？
And he asked each one of us, does that taste good?
你这个鱼好吗？
Is your fish good?
你这个鸡好吃吗？
Is your chicken good?
从头到尾，每一个人都在问啊。
And he asked every one of us.
从来不问的，以前从来不问的。
Before he never asked those questions.
但是现在他开始知道了，问人家好吃不好吃。
But now he starts to understand and ask other people, was it any good?
突然之间呢，他知道问父亲要什么。
All of a sudden he knew to ask the father, what do you want?
十八年他从来没有问过这个问题。
For 18 years he didn't ask that question.
但是突然之间呢，他今天会想到说，那个父亲到底要什么？
But that day he considered, what does my father want?
我们信主有几年了。
How many years have we believed in the Lord?
我们信主有好多年了。
For many years.
在信主这么多年里面，每次我都是神问我们要什么。
For all these years, the Lord had asked us, what do you want?
我们到神面前一二三四五六。
And we come before the Lord 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
然后主答应我们的好心愿，好高兴。
And when the Lord said yes, we were excited, we were happy.
然后两样事情答应了，我们就再加两样。
And when he answered yes to two of them, and we asked for the third.
这是我们跟神的关系。
That was our relationship.
我们有需要到神的面前。
When we have a need, we
我们问神要一要二要三。
We want this, we want that.
神听了我们的祷告。
And he listened and prepared our.
我们就很高兴。
Then we were happy.
有什么时候你曾经到神的面前说主你要什么？
When is the last time that you went to the Lord and said, Lord, what is that you want?
有没有曾经你问过神，主啊，你要什么？
Have you ever done that and asked the Lord, what is that you want?
我们的心有没有转向过神？
Have we ever turned our heart to the Lord?
我们的心有没有能够来问问说神的心到底想要什么？
have our heart ever turned and asked, Lord, what is your heart's desire?
我们怎么知道一个人的心真实的转向神？
How can we know when our heart truly turns to the Lord?
我们就发现他能够把事情放下了。
We find out it is a person who can put aside his own affairs.
犹大说，你把我留下吧。
Judah said, keep me here.
你把便雅悯放回去吧。
But let Benjamin go.
我代替他。
I will take his place.
我做你的仆人。
I will be your slave.
犹大把自己放下来。
Judah was able to let himself go.
这就代表一个人真实的转向神。
This is a true turning of to the Lord.
一个人没有转向神的时候，我们的手是抓得很紧的。
Before we turn to the Lord, we form a strong grip on things.
我们是雅各。
We were Jacob.
雅各是什么事都抓得很紧的。
In Jacob, everything was held tight in his fist.
我们所抓的就是我们自己所想要的。
We hold on to the things that we want.
我们要抓神的祝福，我们要抓世界的享受。
We hold on to the treasure of this world. We hold on to the Lord's
blessing. 我们恨不得我们有多一双手，说我们可以抓多一点的东西。
We wish we have a second pair of hands that we can hold on to even more things.
但是当犹大的心转向主以后，
But when Jacob, when Judah had turned his heart to the Lord,
他的手就松开来了。
He let go of his hands.
他的这些事就放下来了。
And he can, let aside his own things.
在我们身上也是这样。
It is the same in our life.
很多事情我们抓得不肯放。
Lots of things we hold on to it. We are.
有的时候是别人得罪我们。
Sometimes it's when someone offended us.
我们抓在手里面就是不肯放。
We held on to that guilt and we won't let go.
就证明我们的心还没有转向神。
And that's a proof that our heart has not turned to the Lord.
因为我们不知道那个父神的心里面是何等的忧伤。当我们这样抓住我们的弟兄的时候。
For we do not understand and feel that sorrow in Father's heart.
有一天我们认识了父。
When we know our Father,
我们的心来转向他，
when our heart turns to Him,
我们的手就松开来了，
then we'll let go.
把那些不能放下的事，我们都能放下。
And for those that couldn't let go, we can now let go.
希伯来书告诉我们，我们要越发郑重我们所听见的道理。
Hebrews says, we will pay careful attention to what we hear.
我们实在要郑重我们所听见的道理。
We need to be careful and pay attention to what we hear.
好叫我们不随流失去啊。
So that we do not drift away.
这个世界好像是一个潮流一样。
This world is like a river.
常常要把我们冲走的。
It's a stream that will take us away.
如果我们不郑重我们所听的道理。
If we do not pay a careful attention to what we hear,
很容易我们就随流失去了。
And often we drift away in this river.
我们要求主让我们看见像以赛亚所看见的。
We need to have vision like the one Isaiah.
他看见荣耀的基督坐在那个宝座的上面。
He saw the glorious Christ on the throne.
这个就是他的标杆。
That was the goal of his life.
他又看见这个道成肉身的那个基督。
He also saw Christ taking in the form of the flesh.
这道成肉身的基督就是我们在地上的道路。
And that Christ is our path in this world.
道成肉身的基督就是我们的教师。
And this Christ is our teacher.
我们实在没有很多的年日。
We do not have many days.
让我们来走雅各的道路。
We want to walk on the path of Joseph.
我们求主恩待我们。
We need His mercy and His grace.
他的恩典能够临到我们。
So that His grace can come upon us.
就像当日恩典临到犹大一样。
Just like that day when the grace come upon Judah.
犹大把自己敞开在神的面光当中。
And Judah had opened himself up before the Lord.
他说主啊，我无话可说。
Say, Lord, what can we say?
我有罪了。
I am a sinful man.
我是活在罪人的当中。
I live in sinners.
然后的心就转向了他的父神。
And when he turned his heart to his heavenly Father,
他为自己辜负神的爱，在真实的悔改。
That he had a true repentance because he had forsaken God's love.
就在那个时候，他身上的锁链就脱掉了。
And at that moment, all the fetters fell away.
他说不能放下的事，他就能放下了。
Things he couldn't let go, he could let go now.
这是何等大的一个恩典。
It's a truly a blessing.
这是主给我们今天的一条道路。
It's also a path that He has said before.
对于我们能够郑重来听所听见的这些话。
May we all pay careful attention to what we heard.
让我们起来在主的面前说，主啊，我们愿意来走这个道路。
So that we can tell the Lord that we are willing to walk on Your path.
我们愿意在地上来做一个余剩的人。
That on this earth we want to become a remnant.
在地上不与这个世界来妥协。
No longer we want to compromise with this world.
从此以后为着神的旨意而活。
But to live for God's will.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为若不是你圣灵来光照我们，
if it's not by the light of your Holy Spirit,
我们看见，但是也没有办法看见。
Lord, even if we see, we do not understand.
就是别人告诉我们，我们也不会明白。
Lord, even if others have told us, we would not have perceived it.
我们求你今天早晨再施恩给我们。
This morning we pray for your grace and mercy.
把我们这个发沉的耳朵来医治起来。
Lord, so that you will heal our ears that's dull of hearing.
把我们这个昏迷的那个眼睛呢，重新的开起来。
So that you will open our eyes.
让我们里面产生一个羡慕。
So that we have a desire in our heart.
就是在这个地上能够成为一个有目标、有方向、有意义的人。
That is, we'll become a people that has a purpose.That has a meaning to our lives.
不要叫我们继续辜负天父的慈爱。
No longer shall we forsake our heavenly Father's.
让我们的心都来转向我们的父亲。
May we all turn our hearts to our Father.
好，叫你的心意在我们当中得到满足。
So that your heart can be satisfied.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.